Thank you for tuning in to 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. I am Ben Donnelly, and this is Triad in Focus. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talk to important people in the Winston-Salem area about what's going on in their lives and in the Triad in general. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest this morning is Josh Pietrafeso.
Pietrafeso. I know it's a tough one.
I even practiced it beforehand. But he is from the Colony Urban Farm here in Winston-Salem.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what the Colony Urban Farm is about.
So Colony Urban Farm was a store that my wife and I started here in Winston. It is kind of a unique store for the city. It's kind of a hub where like-minded folks can come and find supplies and resources to do all kinds of urban and suburban backyard hobbies that are agricultural based, like chicken keeping, beekeeping, gardening, hydroponics, you know, make your own food, and a good resource to find local foods from local farmers.
How did you get started with the idea to have this program?
Well, I grew up in Colorado, and you know, it's a real agricultural based area as well, and you know, it became real popular several years ago to, you know, keep backyard chickens. So my wife and I got some chickens and just, you know, really enjoyed having them and you know, reaping the benefit of the eggs and just the quality time with the family out, you know, messing around with them. And our neighbors and friends and family would always come over and kind of ask how to get started doing stuff like that. And, you know, it was suggested that maybe we ought to open up a place to help other folks get involved. So when we moved back here to Winston, where my wife is from, we decided, you know, Winston doesn't have a store like this, so let's go ahead and do it.
Tell me a little bit more about your background.
So my mother was a master gardener. So I grew up, you know, as a small child out digging in the dirt and planting things. And, you know, she was a real big advocate for pollinators like bees and butterflies. She knew the importance way back then of having pollinators to help, you know, with the garden and crops and things like that. So I, you know, I just got an introduction real early on. And my wife, Allison, just really took to it as well. And we just really enjoy, you know, doing these kind of hobbies. It's real family oriented sort of thing. You can kind of get everyone involved with, and just, you know, it's just real sense of satisfaction when you sit down to eat a plate of food that you grew on your own, you know, in your own garden, or, you know, eat some honey that you extracted from your own beehives.
And we were talking a little bit off the air that you have a little bit of a musical background with the connection to the jazz that we were playing.
Yeah, actually, I did. I went to Berklee College of Music as a younger man in another life, and just really fell in love with jazz, and did that for several years, and you know, finally had a family and kind of wanted to get off the road and you know, get into doing something else, but I think being an artist kind of goes hand in hand a lot of times with some of these, you know, urban, suburban hobbies that we like to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about urban farming. I know sure. that there are laws in place, zoning laws and things like that, that limit what sort of agriculture can go on within the city or within suburban city limits and what has to be outside of that. Tell me a little bit more about what sort of regulations you deal with.
Yeah, so, you know, there are laws concerning what kind of things you can do in an urban and suburban environment. Chicken keeping, you're supposed to get a permit from the city. And, you know, if you live in Winston, you can always come down to the store and we can kind of give you the specifics on, you know, what you need to do about getting that. Or you can always go online and just check the local ordinances wherever you live. And it pretty much spells it out what you need to do. But as far as bees go, most of the cities kind of realize the importance of pollinators and, you know, aren't too strict on any kind of laws. For Forsyth County, there's really no laws right now concerning the keeping of bees.
Really?
So that's great.
that makes it a little bit more convenient for it. So if that's somebody great. Decides that they want to start keeping bees, perhaps getting selling honey or even just eating their honey or something like that. They can just start up and do that.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, definitely we suggest taking a class and getting a book and, you know, joining the Forsyth County Beekeepers Association. You know, it's just like anything. Knowledge is power. You're going to be more successful at it the more you know and the more you learn about it. At Colony, we offer workshops and classes on how to do a lot of this type of thing. So we just, you know, trying to be more of a resource to the people around to let them know how to get started and kind of what things that they're going to need to get started.
So how far back does this go? What's the history of urban farming here in Winston-Salem?
Well, you know, as most people know, Winston's agricultural history runs deep with, you know, R.J. Reynolds and tobacco farming, obviously. But I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that Winston-Salem was the first location 100 years ago for the North Carolina State Beekeepers Association. They had their very first meeting. And last summer, we celebrated the 100th year anniversary. So, you know, there's just a really rich, long tradition of doing these type of things. I think once people kind of find out, you know, what has gone on in the city in the past, it just naturally intrigues them. It's like, why don't we do this anymore?
Is that something that, has there been a lull in that over the years? Was it more popular back then and then it's resurging now?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. You know, there was a time when really everybody had chickens, had gardens, you know, it was almost seen as your civic duty, you know, to kind of provide for your family. And I think neighbors shared produce and eggs and honey, you know, a lot more, you know, decades ago. But with the, you know, advent of technology and just commercial farming in general, I think it kind of made these hobbies kind of passe for a while. And I believe that the resurgence is all based around people wanting to reconnect with their food supply and kind of know where their food's coming from, teach their children where food comes from, I think is a big deal with people. So, you know, it's just getting more involved. And our motto at the store is know it or grow it. So, you know where your food's coming from, you know the farmers, know the way the animals are being treated, what they're eating, what you're putting in your body. And if you can't answer those questions to your satisfaction, you know, it's just as easy to do a lot of it yourself.
So you make that connection directly to what you're eating.
Absolutely.
Do you find that children respond really well?
They do. You know, I mean, usually it's amazing when we bring kids over and, you know, they're all just when they open that chicken coop up and there's eggs in there, it's like they make this just this magical connection. Their eyes light up. They just get so excited. It's like they found gold or something.
Really?
It's just such a different experience than going to, you know, the refrigerator and, you know, opening this carton of eggs that you got, you know, from a store where you don't know where that came from. You know, you see the chickens, you see the eggs that you know, they're producing, and, you know, it's just something that the whole family can get involved in and be excited about and feel good about eating. You know, you know what those chickens are eating because you're feeding them the food. And so, you know, it's
like a magic trick.
It is. It really does feel that way.
Well, we've talked about chickens, bees. What about fruits, vegetables, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, gardening is obviously a huge, huge part of it. You know, there are so many gardeners right here in Winston-Salem. I mean, there's over 20 garden clubs just in the immediate area. And I was not necessarily aware of that until they all started approaching me, wanting me to come and do presentations or to come down to the shop and kind of see what, you know, we had to offer as far as that goes. I think people just get, you know, so used to go into some of these big box stores to, you know, load up on their supplies that they kind of forget that there's a whole world of kind of specialty products out there that can really make their gardens thrive and, you know, some really neat plants that they can grow. And, you know, even hydroponics, doing the indoor gardening type of thing where you can have fresh greens, you know, year round without the use of any type of pesticides, herbicides, you know. You don't have to worry about deer and other, you know, rodents or whatnot eating your food or, You know, it's a lot of fun for sure. A lot of schools getting involved with, you know, showing their children kind of the new way to grow food, you know, to support the population, which is, you know, aquaponics and hydroponics and things like that.
Why did people start coming to you as an expert in this?
You know, there just wasn't any other resources around. So I've dabbled in it, you know, over the years, and, you know, I've always had a small hydroponics garden going, just, you know, because really, honestly, I just got tired of buying these big plastic clamshells of greens at the store. You know, the packaging, for one, is just not environmentally sound. And two, you get them and, you know, you eat a little bit of salad out of them, and 3 days later they're going slimy and up throwing a lot of it away. So it's just not a real good way to get your produce, really. So, you know, I thought, you know, if we can just grow this stuff year round, cut a little bit off as we need, then we have less waste. We know where it's coming from. It's fresh. What's not to love?
If you just tuned in, my guest this morning here on Trident Focus is Josh Pietrafisso. He and I'm Ben Donnelly, and he's listening to 90.5 FM WSNC. We'll be back in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around.
This week's On the Media, the alarming language in government press releases about deportations is winding up almost verbatim in news copy.
Murderer deported, child molester deported, person who served in a foreign army and killed all these kids deported, but it's never like we deported somebody's mom.
The endless battle for the narrative on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
On the next Jazz Night in America, pianist Eric Lewis, also known as ELU, he invented rock jazz, and now he makes his return to Straight Ahead at Jazz and Lincoln Center. That's on the next Jazz Night in America.
Tuesday night at 10 on 90.5 WSNC. This is 90.5 WSNC. You're tuned in to Triad and Focus. And I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talking to important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad areas about what's going on in their lives and what sort of resources they offer to the area and to the community in general. My guest this morning is Josh Pietrafisso, and he is with Colony Urban Farm, Be Our Future, and Fool's Gold Premium Honey.
That's correct.
Tell me more about all of these organizations.
Yeah, Ben. So Colony Urban Farm, we're an urban farm supply store, and we also carry lots of local produce and pantry items. You know, we sell supplies to do agricultural-based backyard hobbies like chicken keeping, beekeeping, indoor and outdoor gardening, plus lots of local foods. We just recently teamed up with some good friends of ours at Salem Delights. Will and Ben and Kristen and Shelby have just done a fantastic job of bringing in a lot of local foods. You know, it's a great place to come as an alternative to your grocery store, where you can actually buy foods from people that you may even know, which is kind of neat. It's just a way to reconnect the community to the food that they're eating and supply them the resources to do some of this stuff themselves.
So how do people get in touch with you? How do they find out more?
Yeah, so we are located at 492 West End Boulevard in Winston-Salem. You can come on by. We've got just a lot of really fun, interesting, unique stuff to look at. We've got a full honey bar where you can come up, bring your friends and family. We'll do honey tastings, kind of show you what honeys taste like from all over the world, infused honeys. We launched our new brand, Fool's Gold, just this past year, right before Christmas, and it's great. It's we like to call it Winston's first national honey brand. Yeah, so we're just, you know, trying to include you know, farmers and agricultural based people from all over the area, and that's kind of the I guess, the mission of Colony. And the reason why we call it Colony is because it's the combination of a lot of different people with a lot of different skill sets bringing things to the table.
So honey tastings?
Yeah. So, you know, people have heard of wine tastings and beer tastings and things like that. Honey is very, very akin to those types of things. You know, people kind of get in their mind that, you know, this one specific flavor that honey tastes like. And really, honey is completely, or the flavor of honey is completely based on the floral source of the nectar that bees have gathered. So each region and, you know, all over the world have different plant sources and, you know, things that grow in, say, South America that don't grow here, or in Africa that don't grow here. And so the honey will taste completely different from area to area. And, you know, just to be able to have the selection and find something that you're like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, I really liked honey this much, because I just never had a honey that, you know, really encompassed what I like. And so it's a great way for everybody to kind of find what it is they like in the world of honey.
Yeah, when your only experience is the honey and the little plastic bear.
That's right. That's right.
But is that something that if you're beekeeping, can you decide that you want to flavor your honey based on something that you do with the bees?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, really, if you're a beekeeper, unless you live on, you know, a farm and you can plant a specific crop, say like blackberries or strawberries or something like that, you're going to make primarily what they call wildflower honey, which is a mixture of all kinds of nectar from all kinds of different, you know, ground flowers, tree flowers, things like that. But it's going to just basically be based on your area. But you can, after that, go through and infuse it with certain things. Like, we've got a great, probably one of our most popular honeys is a bourbon-infused honey, where we use North Carolina, you know, Winston-Salem local honey, and we infuse it with 1712 North Carolina bourbon from Conover. And it just makes for a really great glaze on, say, salmon or grilled chicken. It's a great way to dress up a dessert or a cocktail. You know, then there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. People often ask me, you know, how many different types of honey there are. And really the answer is as many types of flowers as there are.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty amazing.
That's really fascinating information. People can come to you, and they can come to the Colony Urban Farm, all that, to find out more information. What other resources are there in the area?
So, you know, as far as the agricultural-based type of resources, I mean, we've got a really, really great, you know, thick list of places to go. The Forsyth County Agricultural Extension offers all kinds of classes in gardening, beekeeping. You know, there's the Urban Farm School, there's the Sawtooth Center. I mean, the list just go on and on of places to go and learn how to do these type of things. So, you know, it's really easy to find a class or a workshop that'll fit your schedule. And, you know, really any of them are just as good as the next, you know. So just try to find something that's convenient for you. But I guess the point is you know, get out and learn a new hobby, you know, get out and enjoy some sunlight and some family time, and, you know, get your hands dirty.
Get really started on it and learn it on your own after that point.
Exactly. Right? That's right. It's very fulfilling.
If you just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, and my guest this morning is John Pietrofesso. And we'll be back again in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around right here on WSNC.
The preamble of the Constitution states, "We the people, in order to form a more perfect union." That has created an ongoing tension in America. Who comprises the we and we the people? I'm Byron Williams, host of the Public Morality. Join me each week as we grapple with that question with leading thinkers right here on WSNC 90.5, broadcasting from the campus of Winston-Salem State University.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m. right here on 90.5 FM WSNC.
This is Joe Dredd, radio personality at WSNC 90.5 FM.
Join me Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for The Vibe, a two-hour program of roots reggae, ska, rock steady, and rockers reggae. You will hear this and that's and information about the groups and musicians that make this music, as well as conversations with reggae musicians from the triad and beyond. Don't miss The Vibe. That's Sunday nights, 7 p.m. right here on WSNC 90.5 FM.
This is 90.5 WSNC. You're tuned in to Triad and Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. talking to important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad areas about important things going on around the area. My guest this morning is John Pietrofesso, and he's with the Colony Urban Farm, Be Our Future, and Fool's Gold Premium Honey. And, Josh, thank you again for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Ben.
We were talking a little bit about there's some connection between you and our own Jim Steele from WSNC.
Yeah.
Apparently he's got an interest in the bees now.
That's right. Yeah, Jimmy's my buddy. I met him, actually. It was last summer, I believe. It was his birthday. And he wanted a beehive for his birthday. So they came in and picked one out, then he came in to do one of our bee workshops, and so I think this spring, Jim's going to have bees, so I'm excited for him. He'll be a new father of, 60,000 daughters.
Well, how do you do that? If you decide that you want to keep bees, you come and you pick out a beehive.
Yeah. So, for new beekeepers, we always suggest to take a class, get a book. We offer workshops at Colony. Forsyth County Beekeepers Association offers a bee school in the spring. It's just like anything. There's, a lot to learn, and knowledge is power. And the more you learn, the better beekeeper or better hobbyist in general you are. But you can come to the store, you can take a class, you can get some books on it. You can talk to me and a number of other people, and we'll kind of help guide you into the setup that works for you. I mean, people have been keeping bees for thousands and thousands of years. So, it's really not a new thing. In about, the mid 1800s, Reverend Langstroth came up with the Langstroth beehive, which revolutionized beekeeping. And just kind of made it so that the average layperson like you and me can, keep bees successfully.
Is that the sort of beehive you usually see with the slats?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. It's just like those, usually you'll see them painted white. They'll be in, a yard with a row of them painted white. It's like a white box. It's a really easy way to keep bees. There are some things that you want to learn, just to keep them healthy and go in and help them get through winter and things like that.
So can you just put a beehive out in your yard and wait for somebody to move in?
Well, no, that actually can happen. We do get a lot of bee swarms. A lot of people will call the store and say, oh, there's a swarm of bees in the tree out in my yard. Can you come and get them? Or, bees will oftentimes, move into the side of someone's house, and so they'll need to be removed. If you've got an old beehive sitting out somewhere, there's a chance that some bees could find it and move into it. But usually you would buy bees from, a breeder or,
You buy a queen bee or something?
So you usually will get just a small colony or a package of bees. It, comes with a few pounds of bees and a queen, and you'll put them in your hive, and they'll just kind of, adapt to that specific box. Like, the bees know what to do, really, as long as we...
That's their thing.
That's their thing, yeah. We just provide them an environment to go and keep them safe, and they'll do the rest, really.
Wonderful. Well, this is Triad and Focus. We're going to wrap things up here real quick. My guest today is Josh Pietrofesso, and he's from Colony Urban Farm, Be Our Future, and Fool's Gold Premium Honey. Do you have a website?
ColonyUrbanFarm.com. We've got a couple of other great programs. We've got you mentioned the Be Our Future program. Last summer, we started an urban bee conservation initiative to kind of help bring focus on the fact that, you know, we're experiencing a lot of bee loss annually in the United States. And since bees are such a big part of our food, you know, crops, about a third of our food is directly, you know, related to bees.
And pollinated by.
In pollination, that's exactly right. So we've got a site for that, too. You can go on and check out if, you know, if you're a business and you want to kind of do some, we call it positive environmental marketing. It's brfuture.com.
And thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate you having me.
Josh Pietrofesso from the Colony Urban Farm, Be Our Future in Fool's Gold Premium Honey. Thank you for tuning in to Try It in Focus. We come on again, as I said, every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we have all kinds of interesting stuff coming up for you. So go to the website, wsncradio.org, to find archived editions of this program and others and much more. Thank you again for tuning in. We've got Democracy Now! Coming up in just a few moments right here on 90.5. Thank you. 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands!
While parents and children in Florida beg President Trump to do something about the nation's gun crisis, after 17 people are shot dead at a high school in Parkland, Florida, the president finally addresses the nation, but never mentions guns.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
A Florida school shooting comes a year after President Trump repealed an Obama-era regulation making it harder